Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We must have fair and transparent elections, no matter who anyone decides to vote for, whether it's at the presidential level or anything down all the way to your local level. It is imperative in a country that prides itself that is based upon freedom that you have free elections and transparent elections, that you're not intimidated to vote for someone or vote against someone by the government, as happens in some countries, and that when you vote, your vote actually is counted as the exact way you wanted it to count, and in fact, that indeed the voting process is fair. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, it is very distressing, Holly, to see some of these media, and they really show their bias, prematurely declaring a particular candidate, Joe Biden in this case, as the president-elect. It's even more concerning to have Joe Biden making statements and even creating a modified presidential seal that he has behind him, making it appear that he is the president-elect. That is dangerous because that can ultimately result in riots and violence. Unfortunately, that's what I am concerned about, because this process is far from over. We have lots of allegations of voter fraud. They're being investigated. Many are being litigated. And this case will go up to the United States Supreme Court for ultimate resolution. There's some pure legal issues that are involved, and there's obviously some factual issues that are involved, and there's also a recounting, including audits that are involved in the recounting of these ballots.
Right. I mean, you know, talking about the media, I mean, just like during the coronavirus, they took a stand where their purpose seemed to be to create fear among people, to exaggerate numbers. And political advocates are using them as their mouthpiece. And now you see this happening with the election. You know, how dare they call elections in states and in the nation? That's not their job. Their job is to report on the truth and what has been resolved or what has been decided upon, not to call anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's irresponsible on the election day for Fox News, as an example, to call Arizona with about only 1% of the vote counted. And now that particular state is very close. And there's going to be no doubt recounts in a number of other states that individuals have called, that these political news commentators have called, and consequently made it appear that Joe Biden had the 270 plus electoral votes. In Pennsylvania, I should say, the governor there is Tom Wolf, a Democrat, but the House and Senate are controlled by Republicans. And so the Speaker of the House, Brian Cutler, has issued a letter, and he issued this to the governor on November the 6th, going through some of the problems of the election. And he is now demanding an audit of the recount. So this is not just a recount, but this is an audit of the recount. So some of these states where you do have some of these irregularities going on, they actually are controlled at the legislative level by Republicans, and they have a right to be able to demand an audit of all of those numbers. So here we are. It's far from over. It's too early to call a winner. And plus, at the same time, you've got legal issues that are involved. For example, in Pennsylvania, since we're on that particular state, the state legislature did not actually extend voting for these mail-in ballots beyond November the 3rd. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court did. Now, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court doesn't have that kind of authority to just micromanage and change the election dates.
So they just took it upon themselves to change the law.
Right. And so that particular issue will be litigated before the U.S. Supreme Court. 11 states have filed a brief at the U.S. Supreme Court arguing that what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did is unconstitutional. It's a violation of the U.S. Constitution. The court cannot just on its own, by a majority vote, extend the voting. We do know, for example, that in Pennsylvania, we have allegations that are sworn affidavit from a person in Erie, Pennsylvania, a U.S. Postal Service worker. And he is stating in his sworn affidavit that the postmaster had actually, and his name is Rob Weisenbach, he gives the name, directed the co-workers and him personally to pick up the ballots after Election Day, provide the ballots to him, and then that they were going to be date-stamped as though they were received on Election Day so that they could be counted. Now, that's a real problem, and that is part of a sworn affidavit by an individual who has firsthand knowledge of this happening.
You know, we're grateful for him because he put a lot on the line to be able to step forth and give the truth. But this is important. I mean, you know, according to federal and state law, states are supposed to maintain their voter registration. Well, in Pennsylvania, this is appalling. They have at least 21,000 people who have been deceased on their voter rolls. That means that people that have died are apparently voting. They had 840 who were 101 years old. They had 39 who had lived through the Civil War. They had 45 who were born in the 1800s. I mean, can you imagine having a relative and finding out that person who has since passed away voted in this election? That is appalling.
And as of October 7, there were a number of registrants that had been dead for 5 years, 9,212, 1,990 registrants dead for at least 10 years, and 197 registrants dead for at least 20 years.
But they are required by federal and state law to maintain those records.
Yeah, and so, you know, you also have, for example, if you move over to, so here's the bottom line in Pennsylvania. Yeah, there's allegations of voter fraud, but there's a pure legal issue here as well, and that is, was it lawful for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court on its own, contrary to what the state legislature wanted, to extend the voting for these mail-in ballots? I think the answer is no. That would mean, however, from a legal standpoint, none of these mail-in ballots that came in after November the 3rd can be counted.
So hence, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has ordered those ballots to be segregated.
Right. And the reason why they need to be segregated is because to preserve the legal challenge that all of those should be discounted. Now, if you look at Pennsylvania on November the 3rd at the time of the polls closing, President Trump led Pennsylvania by a margin of about 400,000 votes. Mm-hmm. That is virtually impossible to make up. Right. I don't see how in the world you make it up at that point in time.
Unless you stop the voting and start bringing in more ballots.
And we do know, for example, in Berks County, where one of our attorneys was the Friday after the Tuesday election, that even up till that Friday, mail trucks were delivering mail of people's voter ballots that had mailed in ballots. So that is several days after the election, they're still being delivered. That's a real problem. So that's one of the legal issues that will have to be fleshed out before the United States Supreme Court. In Wisconsin, for example, you have state law that says that a ballot may not be counted if it is missing the address of the voter's witness. The Wisconsin Elections Commission in August, before the election, issued a directive to voters that reaffirmed the statute. And they said this: if the witness signature and address is missing, your ballot will not be counted. That's according to the directive in August. That's consistent with state law in Wisconsin. But then in mid-October, just a couple weeks before the election, the Wisconsin Elections Commission issued another directive, and they directed the state county's clerks to give them authority in contravention to state law to fix incomplete or spoiled ballots that are missing witness signatures.
So they're manipulating the ballots.
Yeah. I mean, illegal. And so that's another pure legal issue. Did they ultimately accept ballots or try to fix them that had, for example, the address or the witness's signature or, you know, some witness for that particular voter, was that missing? Lots of different things are taking place. So maintain hope, continue to pray for our country. It's critical that the election process is fair and transparent. That's why we're involved. We'll continue to keep you informed. Pray for our team as we're directly involved in making sure in these elections are fair and transparent. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.